Changing minds one thought at a time.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Motivate Social Podcast with Changing Minds Online. I am Dr. Akina Finch, and of course, my lovely co-host is Vanessa Canterbury. How are you doing today, Vanessa?
I am great. How are you?
I am great. I am so excited to bring on our awesome guest tonight. He is a serialpreneur, social media guru, and of course, all world famous flashy guy. And without any further ado, we have Frank Solis, better known as the talented Mr. Solis. How are you today?
I am so blessed to be here. Thank you so much for having me, Dr. Finch. Thank you so much for having me as well, Vanessa. I look forward to serving your audience and having a cool conversation.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, you know, we have to start off with the famous question. So how are you changing the world using social media, Frank?
That's great. That's a great question. I change the world on social media by serving my talent tribe. And this is a tribe of emerging entrepreneurs from all over the world. And they have a bunch of talents. And these talents range from, you know, being a feng shui coach, being a laughter coach, being a sales coach, having a wholesale fashion business. Whatever talent they have, I transform them into thought leaders by getting them books, speaking gigs that are paid, sponsorships, joint ventures, and promoting themselves and their businesses online. And these people are all tribe builders. So when they go out into the world and they go out into the marketplace, they're making the world a better place and they're making the marketplace a better. So I build other tribe leaders through my talent tribe, and I also educate people on the cool opportunities all around the world. And I motivate people to become a serial entrepreneur or just live the entrepreneur life through social media.
Wow, Frank, that is awesome. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Frank, I've known you for a while now, and you are, you know, doing awesome things with your talent tribe. So what made you decide to start this talent tribe? What was the motivation?
Mm-hmm. Well, the motivation to start the talent tribe is my whole life, I've always wanted to be around other people that didn't take no for an answer, that wanted the best for themselves, that demanded higher and more of themselves and others around them. And I was always the weird person for wanting to stay in on Friday and get some work done. I was always the weird guy for not wanting to go on vacation or working while I was on vacation. But to me, that didn't seem weird. I was like, hey, guys, I'm in the game. I'm trying to get my business to where it needs to be, and I'm trying to work on those things. If you don't see the value in that, I'm sorry. I don't have a paycheck. People don't tell me when to go on vacation. People don't tell me when to show up to work. I just work nonstop. This isn't work for me. It's a lifestyle. And so I knew there was people that were just like me all over the world, but I just hadn't met them yet. So I had to trust, and I had to have this faith, this belief that there was people who valued things the way that I did. And right now, for anybody listening to my voice, there is somebody out in the world who values things, maybe not exactly the way you do, but pretty dang close, and they're looking for you as well. And you guys are out there looking for each other, but you can't find each other. And that's because one of you guys has to step up, and one of you has to be the tribe leader. One of you has to step up and say, I want to lead these types of people with these types of values to add value in this particular way to their life. So for me, the talent tribe came from me being on social media, me experiencing a lot of exponential growth through live stream, and realizing that I had to take these people that were tuning in every single day to follow me and to connect with me and be a part of my inner circle or to join my tribe. And now this tribe only started 7 months ago. It's July 11th at the time of this reporting. And, you know, in December, December 29th or 24th or something like that is when I started, late December. I didn't have anybody in this. Now I have 830 people in my tribe. Within that group, mm-hmm. I've served so many people. They've become clients of mine. They sent me referrals. They've also been beta testers and guinea pigs for a lot of the projects and products that I've put out into the marketplace. And we've had a great relationship where I hook them up with the best prices with the best offer, with the most value. And in exchange, they're able to say, hey, Frank, we like this part of your program, and we feel this, this, and this could be improved, and you should do more of this because we really like this, and we really think this would sell a lot. We think you should price it at about this price to the marketplace, and I feel like, you know, most people would purchase it for something around this, and you could even do this, this, and this to promote it. I also want you to do this type of content to help promote this this particular course or product that you're trying to bring to the marketplace. That right there is crazy level of hyper-focus and hyper-engaged engagement that I get from my tribe that previously I would have had to spend millions of dollars to a focus group and a marketing consultant just to get that. But I get that for free all through social media.
Wow. Wow. And Frank, you said a lot of amazing things, that this has only been not even a year that you've been really engaged in building your business, your brand, and to be able to empower other people around the world. That's a lot of times you hear people say they would love to do those things, but you took the sacrifice to be able to make it happen, and that's what's important. You take the sacrifice because when it's time for you to be able to travel the world and to be able to sit back and enjoy yourself or whatever the case may be, you put the time in. And people need to truly understand there's no easy way of doing this. You can't get around it. There's no quick fixes or nothing. You have to be able to and willingly to get into the trenches to be able to put the message out there, to be able to build something from ground up, because that way alone, not only do you appreciate it, but other people will respect you because you did the work. So now you're able to give back and help other people. So that alone, I commend you.
Well, thank you so much. And you brought up a lot of key points. Yeah, it didn't happen overnight. Like, yeah, I have been doing this for only 10 months. But in 10 months, I've accumulated 4 sponsors. I've invested with somebody within my talent tribe. I invested some of my personal money with a fashion designer that had a great product, that had no idea how to market it. And part of my rule for my tribe, because again, it's my tribe and I can make the rules. I can figure out how I want to have this serve me, but also how I can serve other people. And one of my rules is you either got to hire me or you got to cut me in at some point. Either way, I'm going to serve you until we get to that point. And we got to that point with her. And I was like, hey, you got to hire me or you got to cut me in. So she was like, cool, you know, cut me in. And part of me getting cut in was me, you know, investing for more merchandise, more equipment, more designers, more marketing. And that's what we did. Now we have an international fashion company based out of Spain. We just entered the marketplace in the United States last week, actually. We got our first U.S. American dollars in over the weekend, and things are rocking and rolling. But when I first got started in October of 2015, I was broadcasting every single day. Matter of fact, for the first 200 days, in this business, I was hitting start broadcast on Periscope, on things like Snapchat, Facebook. I was on Pinterest, Instagram. I'm all over the place, and I'm directing people from all over social media to go to my tribe, which is a private Facebook group. So if you go to Facebook and you search for Talent Tribe, you'll be able to join the Talent Tribe and be a part of my inner circle. But when you join, I don't just let you, you know, join in on the fun and say, hey, welcome to the Talent Tribe. I send you a voice message. I send you a video message. I reach out and I connect with you and I say, thank you so much. Out of all the tribes that you could have joined today, you joined a talent tribe. And you know what? This is the best dang tribe on the planet. We value this, this, and this. I just wanted to personally reach out and say, hello, I'm Frank Salas. How may I serve you and how may I serve your business? When I do that, I have no problem setting appointments. I have no problem generating revenue. I have no problem picking up new leads, referrals, clients. My business is prosperous and booming in all aspects because I reach out, because I put the social back in social media.
That is awesome, Frank. You know, I like the fact that you have that tagline, that niche, you know, and I know you teach your talent tribe this as well. You know, everybody knows who the talented Mr. Salas is. They also know that you put the social in social media. You know, what other cool tips do you teach your talent tribe that has really helped them move to that next level?
Absolutely. So this one right here is actually requires a tribe. So you need an actual tribe or a group of people to really commit to have this work. But on Instagram, I have these comment hacks. And it's a bunch of different groups of people within the Talent Tribe that are in a group message on Instagram. Instagram allows you to have up to 15 people in a comment group. Now, when I post on Instagram and I get my content out there, I will then go into this comment hack or this comment group, and I'll post a message, and it says, "Light me up, fam." And I put up a bunch of stars because the Talent Tribe, you know, logo is the star. And when people see that, that's the signal. And that means they got to go to my page, to my latest post, like it, and comment it. And because I use my hashtags in the proper way, in the proper place, and on Instagram, you can have up to 30 hashtags. You got to put those in the comment so you can change them as promotions, you know, decide to change or as you decide to promote other things. And each one of those hashtags, I have them in between 3 and 20,000 posts. And let me explain that a little bit further. So if I am using the hashtag business, but that hashtag has millions of posts, there's no way that I'm going to get ranked as one of the top posts. But if I use the hashtag social media business and maybe there's 17,000 total posts, then I'm going to be top ranking because my Talent Tribe is now going to throw me a minimum of 14 comments from that comment hack. And I'm going to be one of the top 9 posts on Instagram. So anybody looking for hashtag business social media is going to see my post and they're going to click on it and engage with me. And then every one of my caption has a call to action. My bio has a call to action and everything leads to my Facebook group. So I'm constantly, you know, pumping people into my tribe. And I feel like people need to have a bunch of different ways for people to connect with you, which is great. But you want to push everybody a certain way. Some people, it might be their blog. Some people, it might be their website. For me, I'm building an audience right now, and I'm focusing on that. So I'm building or pushing people to my tribe. So that's one of the things that I do. Another thing that I do is I dual stream or a quadcast sometime, which just means that I use a really fancy mount from one of my sponsors over at Archon Mounts. They're the best in the live stream game. And they have different tools that allow you to go on Periscope and on Facebook at the same exact time, which means, you know, I'm on my iPhone and I'm on my Note and I'm broadcasting with the same angle and I'm repurposing one of my streams, one of my broadcasts onto different platforms. And I get to upload that natively, which means I get the most advantage of Facebook and I get the most advantage of Periscope. And because I know how to use the right hashtags, for example, you know, I talk about growth hacking. I'll use the growth hacking hashtag, and that establishes me further as a subject matter expert within the growth hacking realm, or arena, and sector.
That is powerful. That means you are really staying ahead of the game, as you know, putting yourself out there. Some people just don't understand that you got to constantly keep educating yourself, and I say this a lot. It's not about what you've learned in the office. It's not what you learned in the classroom. If you want to build your business online, you need to constantly keep reinventing yourself, keep educating yourself, keep being out there in the forefront so people will know who you are and what you have to offer. So that, my goodness, we're going to have to connect. I like that. I like that a lot.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks. I appreciate that. I really appreciate that, Rebecca. And it just takes a lot of work. It just takes a lot of the little things. There's so many tricks that you can do. Like you can use IFTT, if this and that, which has several different recipes. For example, once I post on Instagram, I just click a little button that says share on Tumblr. And once it shares on Tumblr, because I have a certain recipe on IFTT, which is a free resource for everybody to use, it knows to take all of my posts from Tumblr and put it on, you know, Reddit, on Dig, on, you know, this page, on that page, in this group over here, you know, just constantly, you know, repurpose it to where one individual action is now being seen on maybe 10 different platforms. And that's a way for you to really get your message in front of more people in the right ways, in the right fashion. So your tribe does grow exponentially. You have to realize that my tribe is at 800 people right now within 7 months. But for 3 months of that, I was in another country in the Philippines where I couldn't broadcast, where I couldn't, you know, build my tribe. So when I came back to America at the beginning of April this year, so from April to July 1st, I went from 320 people to 830 people within, you know, 3 months. I doubled my tribe, and the engagement has been through the roof, and that's because I am omnipresent across all platforms. I have a way for people to engage with me, which is in the Talent Tribe. They know about it. They tell their friends about it. But people who don't know me and who don't know who the Talented Mr. Salas is or what the Talent Tribe is, I put myself in front of them so many times in a very strategic way that they have no choice but to at least be curious to what the heck is the Talent Tribe? What the heck is a Talented Mr. Salas? What is that? And then they ask questions and they move down that next process for me.
Well, that makes perfect sense. Yeah, because, I've noticed your postings, and they are strategically placed so that, especially on Twitter, where, you get even just enough time to hit a different audience each time. And, that is a great strategic move, yes, because, being that Twitter is real time, we never hit the same audience twice. So that is very, very strategic. While we're speaking on Twitter, what has been your movement on Twitter? Is that one of your bigger platforms?
Absolutely, absolutely. So I do a lot of live streaming on Periscope, and when you share on Periscope to Twitter, you actually get to see, and it notifies you the people that share with you. So I have, people who don't know what the Talent Tribe is or know who I am, and maybe they catch me for like 5 minutes. I'm like, yeah, I like that guy. I'm going to give him a share. So they shared it out on Twitter, and every day I make it a point to go to my notifications and see who's engaging with me. The number one rule of social media is to engage with those that are engaging with you. Those are people that are really interested in doing business with you, or very likely to at least. So what I do is every time somebody shares, I will actually get my phone and hit the camera button and send them a video, just like a quick 20-second video, and say, hey, thank you so much for sharing my broadcast. I really appreciate it. I don't recognize you because I know most of the people in the Talent Tribe. I'm that connected and I'm that engaged with my tribe as well, just as connected as they are with me. And I say, I don't recognize you. I haven't seen you in the Talent Tribe. I have this pretty cool, group called the Talent Tribe, and we do this, this, and this. I've tagged you. I've tagged a link up above on this message. If you want to join us, definitely please do. And sure enough, like 9 times out of 10, people click on that link and they join the Talent Tribe. And then I send them with a personal message. I send them a personal video, and I welcome them personally to the Talent Tribe and ask them, how can I be of service to them? How can I add value to their life and their business? And they're like, wow, nobody's doing this. I've joined thousands of groups before. No one's ever just welcomed me like that. And now I'm starting off leaps and bounds ahead of everybody else. And I'm able to have that conversation of doing business with that person a lot more sooner, a lot more organically, and a lot more rapidly. I get to close a lot faster. My sales cycle is a lot less than most people.
That's a phenomenal technique. Yes. I was just thinking, basically, you are making moves by using something that's old school. Love that. Love that. Basically, the personal touch, that reach out and grab them, when most people just send an email or maybe send an automated tweet. No, you're going the extra mile. You're saying, hey, how are you? With the video, you're taking the time to personally thank them, to give them personalized attention. And that's what all of our clients and our customers want, that personalized, customized attention. So they already know what they're going to get, and they're already impressed by it. And you're setting the bar for other entrepreneurs who are doing the same thing. So kudos to you, Frank. So what made you decide to go in this manner versus just sending the email or just sending the occasional tweet?
That's a great question. I'm glad you brought that up, Dr. Finch. It's something that I learned from experience. So when I first came in the business, my whole thing, for those who don't know, is I'm the Talented Mr. Salas because I have a lot of talents. And the first talent that I showcased to the universe or the social media world was my outsourcing talents and how I outsource and scale companies very rapidly with virtual assistants based in the Philippines, where one U.S. American dollar is 50 Filipino pesos. So I went on that subject for a really long time. I went so good on that that I actually hooked myself up with a sponsor out in the Philippines that signed a six-figure signing bonus with me that you can catch on YouTube right now. And it was so powerful that, you know, a lot of people were, you know, seeing me for that reason. So I had to use virtual assistants and really demonstrate that as part of my value. So when people were first introduced to the Talent Tribe, and back then it wasn't called the Talent Tribe. It was called Automate 2016. For those of you guys who think you need the perfect Facebook group name, mine was called Automate 2016, and now it's called the Talent Tribe. Maybe it'll be called something else later on, but it was called Automate 2016 then. So when people would join on there, I would do the same thing, but instead of me sending that message, it was my virtual assistant sending a message that was like, good evening, thank you for requesting to join the Automate 2016. We are a group of entrepreneurs that are masterminding, that are looking to automate and blah, blah, blah. It was just like really rigid, and it just didn't sound natural, and I didn't like it. And looking back at it, you know, at the time I was like, oh, I've got all this on autopilot, and was it working? Yeah, it was. I was getting about a 25% to 30% response rate, which is pretty damn good. But now I get 100% response rate, literally 100%. There's not one person that doesn't respond to me on the stuff that I do now. So it's just literally night and day, and it does take work. I see the difference because back then it was my virtual assistant that was reaching out, and I still had to go in, make that contact, and I was still doing it. I was still reaching out to people and saying, hey, how's it going? I just realized you weren't connected. I see you met my virtual assistant. You know, how you doing? How's it going? And it would just take longer. It's like, oh, I guess now Frank's coming around to give me a shout. You know, it is just, that's kind of the vibe that it put off. Now, when it's me immediately putting it in, it's just completely different. People are so ready to, you know, give me referrals. They're so ready to do business with me. It's literally night and day. It's the best thing I've ever done for my business, and it allows me so much opportunity.
I take my hat off to you for doing that, because one of the things that you said was when you had your virtual assistant connect with him, it was like, okay, yeah, somebody connected. But then when you went behind them and to be able just to say, yes, that is me, there's my virtual assistant contacting you on behalf to introduce me, you know, myself or what have you, you've mm-hmm. seen the difference, and you was like, okay, wait a minute, I need to take a reevaluate and see how I could improve this so I could be able to get the response. That right there is something that sometimes people overlook. They constantly keep doing something over and over again, and they wonder not why they are not getting those results. You have to go back and to reevaluate what are you doing wrong and how you can fix it. So if you want to be the solution to somebody else's problem, you need to be able to fix it. And that's what you're doing. You are fixing what you did that was not giving you the results to say, yes, I'm Frank. Hello, how can I serve you?
Mm-hmm.
And so that, I mean, that's absolutely amazing, because it's about building relationships. Build those relationships. And that's exactly what you're doing. Phenomenal.
Yeah, social media is all about relationships. The more you can reach out to other people and just connect, the better, the cooler things are going to happen to you in general. Whether it's in business or not, the more you can connect with people, the cooler things will happen to your life.
Well, Frank, you know, we are closing in on our session tonight, but I want you to be able to let the people know where you are and, of course, where to find the Challenge Tribe and what you have coming up next that they need to be looking out for.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot for having me. I really appreciate it. I loved your guys' setup here with the calling in, with the music. This was great. Most people, you know, are on Blab or doing stuff, you know, on video, but this was great. This was like having an old school conversation. It's like three-way,
mm-hmm.
you know. It was
mm-hmm.
cool. I liked the intimacy. It was different. I'm considering doing, you know, versions of this for people that are on the go and on a podcast. Oh, I'm sorry,
mm-hmm.
listening to a podcast. So this is cool. As far as where people can find me, you can find me everywhere on social media at Talented Mr. Salas. And that is Talented MrSalas, except for Periscope, where I broadcast under Frank Salas, because that's where you get the most authentic, true version of me. You get to see all of my successes, all of my challenges, everything that I'm doing. I constantly close, you know, real estate deals, sponsorships, I show, like, you know, cool things like my fashion line being imported from Spain, me traveling all over the world. So you can find me there. But if you want to be a part of my inner circle, and if you want to know more things about social media, growth hacking, outsourcing, you know, being social media famous, you can go to Facebook and search for the Facebook group Talent Tribe, or go to bit.ly/talentedone, all lowercase. 90% of the stuff that I do is complimentary, and the 10% that I reserve for my private clients is, you know, life-changing. So if you want to handle this part of your life, definitely reach out to myself, but also reach out to Dr. Finch as well. She's got a lot of knowledge and a lot of, you know, one tip that I learned from her when I was on her podcast, or she was on my podcast a few weeks ago, I've now incorporated that to my paid material, and I learned that from her for free.
Wow. Amazing.
Well, thank you so much, Frank. I'm glad that I was able to help you. You know, you are definitely always helping everyone, and I'm glad that I was able to give you a little something as well. You know, we appreciate everything that we see from you, and it's an honor to have you on the podcast and for our listeners to get more information from you and their social media skills, as well as, you know, mm-hmm. being a serialpreneur. You are definitely a wealth of knowledge.
Well, thank you so much for having me. And for anybody listening to my voice, I just want to encourage you to just put the best version of yourself out there each and every day. I know the social media thing is scary. Every time I hit start broadcast, I always have the thoughts of, you know, what if this person's going to see me? What is this person going to think? What is my old, you know, real estate broker going to talk about this? Or what if people notice this, this, and that? And you know what? The best thing ever happened to me a few months ago. You know, I'm very self-conscious about my skin. And, you know, I have a lot of blemishes, which is very fancy for saying, you know, I'm 28 years old and I have some acne still. And, you know, one day my skin was really oily, super oily, actually. And there was this one guy on live stream who was just picking at one of my insecurities like crazy. He was like, man, boy, you're oily. You look like KFC, just this, this, and that. And he said that if I was outside, and a fly landed on my face, that it would explode from all the grease being so dang hot. And, man, this guy had me rolling. This guy had me laughing. And that taught me, you know what? People are going to make fun of you. People are going to, you know, do these things. And they're just going to, you know, try to make you feel a certain way. And all you can do is embrace it. So for those of you guys who are scared to make this journey, you know, it might be scary. You might have an incident like that. But guess what? Now you can't tell me anything. Like, I'm cool. I'm good to go. You can't really hurt my feelings anymore. I think it's hilarious when people do stuff like that. And my life mm-hmm. has changed because of it. So I recommend you guys to, you know, hit start broadcast. I recommend you guys to go down the social media path. That's where business is headed anyways. And it's been changing my life ever since October of 2015.
That is great advice. That is great advice. Because a lot of people are afraid of social media. But as you said, people are going to talk to you when you talk about you when you do good, and they're going to talk about you when you do bad. Either way, do what's best for you and press broadcast. So, yes, totally agree. Frank, it's been absolutely amazing having you on the show, getting to know who you are, what you bring to the table, and how you are changing lives all over the world. I totally commend you, young man. I totally, totally commend you.
Well, thank you, everyone, for listening tonight. We hope that if something resonated with you that I said, please come listen to Motivate Social Podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, and, of course, our YouTube channel. And you can always find us on ChangeYourMindOnline.com. So have a good night. We wish you well, and we'll see you on the next podcast. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Buenas noches.